970-823-9202.
Welcome again to another episode of the Faith Pest Control Podcast. I'm Mike Stewart, and we do this podcast for all the fine folks in Jasper, Georgia, Blairsville, Georgia, Blue Ridge, Georgia, Big Canoe, anywhere in the North Georgia Mountains. You know, if you're here, or especially in Jasper, Faith Pest Control is your one-stop shop for pest control, and Fred Talley is the pest expert that knows what he's doing, and he's the guy you need to call to take care of all your pest problems. So Fred has already told me what he's going to talk about today, so I'm going to let him go right to it. But this podcast is being published in the fall, and I believe the fall is when the box elder bugs become a problem. Box elder bugs. Fred, what are they? What do they do? What problems do they cause? And what do you guys do to make sure they're not a problem?
So, Mikey, box elder bugs are actually fairly common throughout the United States, but they tend to be pretty problematic here in the North Georgia Mountains. The box elder bugs we most commonly find, just for a crude description, they're about a half inch long black flying bug, and they have like narrow reddish orange lines on their back. They're very distinctive. If you ever see one, you probably won't ever forget what they look like. They primarily feed on sucking juices from, surprisingly enough, the box elder tree. That's their primary source of nutrition, but not their only source. They can eat from the maple trees, ash trees, fruit trees, buckeye trees. The part that I found ironic or that I really didn't know is they also will eat on grapevines. When this happens, especially on fruit trees, though, it can cause minor deformities in the fruit. Not what we're here to talk about, but I found that interesting. In the late summer and in the fall, large numbers of adult and juvenile box elder bugs will come together before making their trek to an overwintering site. They will either fly or crawl to a suitable area to overwinter. They tend to seek out and find almost any crack or crevice in walls, doors, window casings, rock piles. Here in North Georgia, dry stack rock is a common foundation cover. They will get in those cracks and crevices, not holes of trees, hollows of trees, block foundations of houses. An overwhelmingly large number of places they'll congregate. The adults from overwintering sites will emerge in the early spring. They'll feed for about 2 weeks prior to mating. Then females will begin laying their eggs in the cracks and crevices near the host plants where they will be able to feed. When the box elder bugs build their populations high, they can be found and seen crawling on the exterior walls of your home. Generally speaking, they're on the southern and or western walls of the home where the setting sun warms the side of the house. However, some do get inside. If the population is to a point that they're getting inside at your house, you do have a major problem at that point. They're generally just considered a nuisance pest just because of their numbers, because they neither sting nor transmit disease, and generally not known to bite. They do very little damage indoors. They're just a nuisance. Their fecal deposits can stain curtains and other, you know, light colored sites, resting sites that they might use. But if you kill them inside, if you crush them, if you see them and smash them, they do have a foul odor. like I said earlier, as winter approaches, they'll seek out protection from the cold. And to do this, they can fly up to 2 miles to find a suitable location to overwinter. And again, they'll overwinter tree stumps, knot holes, hollows of trees, wall voids in a house, at the attics of your house, unheated garages, and they will remain, throughout the winter, mostly inactive. If they happen to be in a wall void that's on the heat, one side of it's heated, they might become active prior to early spring when the temperatures begin to rise. It is generally best, if you notice a problem with box elder bugs, to begin control by treating the infested trees during the early summer months when the bugs are immature. It's much easier to control them in the immature stages than when they become an adult. Ironically enough, the general public a lot of times won't seek out the help of a pest control guy until the populations build to such high levels that they get overwhelmed. And at this time, that they are pretty much gathering in masses along the foundation walls, the siding, the base of trees, and inside the house. They can normally be controlled relatively easily with residual insecticides. However, if they are an annual problem at your house, a better or a more permanent long-term solution would be to remove the host trees that are near your house. That being said, if you're living in a subdivision, the problem that you have at your house may not even be created on your property. The real problem may be on your neighbor's property. Obviously, you can't go over there and start harvesting trees or killing bugs at their house. Box elder trees are actually fairly common in nature, as well as other areas that you probably can't have any control over. There is evidence that suggests that the box elder bugs may fly as far as a half mile just to find a suitable building that has a sunlit surface, a warm surface on which to light. Planting trees, which are not hosts to the box elder bug, to shade the southern or western walls of your house could be another viable long-term solution if they bother you that much. If you have a persistent box elder bug problem, it could make sense to treat some small voids and or other appropriate areas in your house that might serve as overwintering sites for these bugs. At Faith Pest Control, we do offer a free consultation, and we offer a 100% make you happy money back guarantee. If you hire Faith Pest Control to get rid of your box elder bug problem, in the 30 days you're not 100% happy, we'll come back and retreat your home for free. We'll keep on treating it for free until you tell us that you are happy. If that doesn't make you happy, we'll give you back every penny you spent on the original treatment for the box elder bugs. Plus, we'll give you an additional $25 for your time and trouble just for fooling with us. Bottom line, you'll be happy with the service we provide, or you won't pay a penny, period. If you feel like what I've said today makes sense to you, please call Faith Pest Control at 770-823-9202 and ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions that you may have.
Well, Fred, as always, you are the pest expert, and we produce this podcast as a community service for all the fine folks in Jasper, Georgia, and surrounding areas in the North Georgia Mountains. You can get this podcast in your favorite places: Apple, Amazon, Audible, Spotify, and Google, or on the web, in a web browser. Anywhere a new resident moved into the Jasper area, found your podcast, and listened to every show. And after listening to every show, they made a decision that you are the pest expert. But we knew that anyway. So be sure to call Fred if you have any questions, whether you do business with him or not. He'd love to hear from you. And we're going to continue making this podcast to populate the internet with good, true, helpful information. And now you know about the box elder bug, and I'll see you next time on the Faith Pest Control Podcast.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202. And be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.